Kitchener-based singer-songwriter Lynn Jackson releases her new album, The Acoustic Sessions, at the Jane Bond in Waterloo on September the 7th. Admission is just $10 for the show, which also gets you a copy of the new CD. It's an absolutely amazing deal. Lynn will also be in Brantford at the Train Station Coffeehouse on September the 6th and at the Borealis in Guelph on September the 18th. And after that, she's off on a Western tour. We caught up with Lynn at home in Kitchener. So it's great to talk to you today, Lynn.
It's great to be here.
What I'd like to do is to talk about this new album, which is The Acoustic Sessions. You will be launching that album on September 7th, as we've already mentioned, at the Jane Bond in Waterloo. Now, the interesting thing about this album is you, if I understand this right, basically have gone into your back catalogue and picked songs that you wanted to work with again and come up with some different acoustic arrangements. I know you're working with Chris Boyne on this album, and he is given a full credit on the album itself. Can you talk about why you decided that you wanted to rework some of your songs?
Well, I think, really, I put my first album out 10 years ago. So 2004, Night Songs came out. And I mean, I've been playing for about 16 years, but I've really only been a recording artist for about 10. And I have been touring Canada since 2006. And often when I'm touring, it's as a duo, or lately it's been as solo, completely solo. So the last time that I was touring out west, I was thinking, you know, I have these great albums that have all these great band production people on, but it might be good to do something that's a little more stripped down, that kind of better represents what I sound like when I'm out on the road and I'm out by myself. And then I was thinking, you know, I have six albums. This is my seventh. Well, it might be kind of interesting to go into my back catalog and revisit some of my, you know, personal favorite songs and maybe do them in a more stripped down fashion. Because really, when you're touring anyway, you're often playing for people that you've never met before, and so you want to pick your best material. And so I think that's kind of what I did by going back through the albums and picking a couple songs from every album, and you know, dusting some songs off that I haven't played in a while or only play occasionally, and just breathing new life into them.
It's interesting you use the words breathing new life, because that's kind of, I imagine, what happens in a situation like this. Did you discover things when you reworked them that you perhaps hadn't noticed the first time around?
Well, actually, the song Winter Song, when it came out in 2007 on the album Restless Days, it was a pretty quiet little finger-picking song. And I've been playing with Chris Boyne as a duo now, I mean, locally and around town, for about 5 years. And he had this idea a couple of years ago to to take Winter Song and instead of finger picking, just to strum through the chords and actually kind of speed it up a bit and give it a totally different vibe. And he had this great picking part and he had this really fantastic harmony part. So we've been performing that song very differently from the album version for quite a while now. And that definitely is one song that benefited from revisiting and recording this way, because a lot of people have heard this version of that song in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and it's interesting what you said about the fact that often you create an album and it's done in a studio and it's maybe done over a period of weeks or months with people that don't actually go out on stage and play with you. As you mentioned at the start, you may be playing solo. And the experience, and I think we've all had it, you know, we have a CD, we go to a show, and it's like, it isn't necessarily not as good as the album, but it can often be quite different. Certainly, absolutely, it's an experience I've had at festivals, where you actually see someone at a festival, and then you pick up the CD afterwards, go home and plug it in, and it's like, whoa, that's a whole lot different.
It kind of comes back full circle to a bit of the raw structure of the song and what the song was when I wrote it. So in that sense, yeah, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but hopefully if you strip down the song, it's still a good song. And that's really important to me.
Now, you recorded the acoustic sessions at Norman Blake, who is well known as part of Teenage Fan Club, at his home studio. And it's also live off the floor. Was that an intent to try and bring that live feel to the album itself?
It's not exactly live off the floor. It's fairly close. I mean, everything is done in one or two takes, but not everybody was in the room at the same time. I mean, it took a lot of scheduling to get the various people onto the album. So, I mean, it does have a live feel to it, but just, I would have loved to have everybody in the room to do it all together, but that was going to be pretty difficult. So I think I forgot your question there.
that was basically it, because I like that sort of live, or as you say, nearly live off the floor, just the practicalities of trying to bring everybody in at the same time. Can you talk about some of the people that do play on the album?
Oh, sure. Steve Wood, who's plays pedal steel. I've been friends with him for a very long time, and he also plays with Stephen Parkinson and Stony Lonesome, who's a local Busted Flat Records band as well. He also sits in from time to time with Shannon Lyon, and I know that he's in demand with a few out-of-town country bands. And he's just, I've known him since we both were starting out, and I mean, that's a good 10 years, 12 years ago. And I think it's just really cool for both of us to see each other grow as musicians and get better. And yeah, he's a fantastic guy as well as a fantastic player. And then you have Scott Fitzpatrick, who plays some upright bass and he plays some mandolin. And I also knew him when he was too young to get into the bar. And he's become just an incredible musician. Wendy Wright, she plays violin on a few tracks. I've only gotten to know her in the last couple of years through a couple of mutual friends, but it was kind of cool having Wendy in the studio, because she normally plays with country bands. So I think that this album, the songs that she played on, she was kind of stretching herself a bit, and I think she really enjoyed the experience. Nick Storing plays cello, but he's based in Toronto, so he actually kind of did some of his recording there and sent it in to us. But I used to work with Nick a long time ago at the newspaper, and he's just a great guy, and he's become a really, really fantastic player. He's in various bands, and I remember he and a friend came out one time to a show that we were all going to in Toronto, and he introduced us to his friend Owen. And we thought nothing of it. We were all like, hey, Owen, how's it going? And it turns out later it was Owen Pallett.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
He was so quiet. He was just, yeah, I had no idea that I was meeting Owen Pallett. But, yeah.
That's one of those wonderful stories. But, you know, you probably realized he had huge amounts of talent even at that time.
Well, I had only kind of heard of him, but those are the kind of circles that Nick Storing is
talking about talent. I would be not doing myself justice if I didn't ask about Norman Blake's involvement in this album. For anybody who knows me, will know that I'm a huge fan of Teenage Fan Club. They are a Scottish band, but Norman now makes his home in Canada, and you were recording in his home studio. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect of this recording?
Sure, yeah, no problem. We're friends with Norman and his wife, we went to visit them in Scotland, in Glasgow, in 2008, and we were just kind of looking around at the size of their flat and how expensive everything is over there, and we were just saying, you know, you guys should consider coming back to Canada for a while, because you could have a lot more space, you could have your own home studio, and they ended up a few years later moving to Kitchener, like almost right around the corner from me. So that was kind of cool. So the one night we were all sitting around having a few drinks and just chatting, and I mentioned that I was thinking about this project and would Norman be interested in recording it, and he said yes. And so in the dead of winter, in December and January, in those bitter cold months, that's when we recorded this album. And I think the weather here is a bit shocking for Norman, because this past winter was pretty cold and brutal, and going outside for just a few minutes, your fingers felt like they were going to fall off. So, and yeah. I was recording with Norman at that time of the year, and there was some cursing going on.
Well,
how cold it is here.
I've been here 19 years now, and it shocks me sometimes how bad the winters can be. But the thing is, and I don't want to get off on a complete tangent here, but at least we have warm homes, and that's not something I remember from the UK. I'd like just to talk a little bit about the band that will be playing with you on Sunday night. Remember, that is a show that takes place at the Jane Bond in Waterloo. Admission is just $10. And the cool thing about this, and I want to make sure everybody hears me, because if you head to this show on Sunday evening, you will be able to get not just into the show, but you also get to take a copy of the CD home as well. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Yeah. Can you remind me the time it starts as well?
The doors are at 8 o'clock and the show starts at 9 o'clock.
Now tell us who will be playing with you.
Actually, everybody that's on the record other than Nick Storing, everybody else is going to be there. So I guess I didn't mention Joe Dunn. He's going to play the only couple electric tracks that are on this acoustic album. But they're very tasteful. He plays National Steel on the one song. And he's going to be there. Everybody's going to be playing on the songs that they played on. And then actually there are some that the whole band is just going to join in. We had a rehearsal here at my house last Saturday, and it was amazing to have everybody in the same room. And a couple times they just started on a tangent jamming, and it was cool to watch. And I think we filmed a little bit of it and put it up on Facebook. Such great players, and everybody that's going to be playing on Sunday night, they are totally in it because they love music, and you can hear that in their playing.
And I think Ottawa's Slow Tom is going to be opening for you.
That's right, Slow Tom. If you remember back from the mid-90s, the Ottawa kind of punk band Furnace Face, Slow Tom was the front man from that band, and now he's got more of a kind of a roots outfit called Slow Tom and the Handsome Devils, but he's going to be making his way down here this coming weekend, and he's going to be opening the show on Sunday.
I know that the release show is the Sunday night show, but I think you also have a couple of other local shows that I do want to mention, because I think on Saturday you'll be at the train station in Brantford, is that right?
That's right, the Station Coffee House. The event, I believe, is running from 12 till 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be on at 2 o'clock. And the headliner is Astrid Young, Neil Young's sister, who I believe calls Hamilton her home now. And my friend Pearly Jenkins has been pulled together this show. It's going to be various artists. I think if the weather's nice, we're going to try to do it just outside the station. So,
yeah, well, we have a link up on our website. So if people want to check out folkrootsradio.com, you can get the link to that event as well. And I think you'll be in Guelph at Borealis on the 18th. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I'll be at Borealis in Guelph. Is that the north end of Guelph?
That's actually at the south end of Guelph.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
On Gordon Street, which is good that I'm telling you that now in case you go looking for it on the day.
Yeah, I'll be there from 7 till 10, and I'll play some of my own stuff and some more kind of popular stuff as well.
After that, you're heading out on a Western tour. Can you talk a little bit about, is that going to be solo, or is Chris going to go with you or anybody else?
No, it's going to be totally solo. I did it last year as well, and I had a fantastic time. And it's just, I would love to take people with me. It just, as soon as you add one extra person to your travels, it gets to be so expensive. And just, you know, the guarantees are, I think everybody is really struggling. I mean, especially on the indie level. I mean, it's not like we're pulling in buckets of money, and just to try to make it cost effective, I find it's working out better to go by myself, which is totally great. I mean, this time I will be driving out. I will be leaving Ontario the last week of September, and I will be heading out through the winding roads of Northern Ontario, and then I will be actually starting the tour in Saskatchewan, and I will be going all the way to Vancouver Island.
Well, it sounds fun, and I wish you all the best of luck. If people want to get information on those dates, they can just go to your website, right?
They could go to lynnjackson.net, or they could go to the label website, www.bustedflatrecords.com.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful night. Remember, that Sunday is September the 7th at the Jane Bond in Waterloo. And it's an awesome deal. $10 gets you into the show. Will also allow you to take home a copy of the new album, Lynn Jackson with Chris Boyne, The Acoustic Sessions. Lynn, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We only have one thing left.
Thanks, Dan, as always. It's been great talking with you as well.
We only have one thing left, and that is to introduce the next song, which will be from The Acoustic Sessions. What are we going to play?
I think we're going to play Mark the Spot. It features Chris on lead acoustic guitar, and it features Scott Fitzpatrick on a wonderful mandolin part.
Well, there you are. We're listening to Lynn Jackson with Chris Boyne from the album The Acoustic Sessions. This is Mark the Spot. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, Lynn.
It's been wonderful, Jan. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Oh, is how long.